to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. You were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. That's a quote by the famous Zig Ziglar. And that quote is oh so important today because today is the first Monday Mindset episode of 2021. And for me, this year is so exciting because we can break the shackles of what was 2020, which for some it was tough, for others they grew. I think for everyone, 2020 was an experience like no other. And I use that word, you know, grow, because we learned a lot last year through some tough days, through some great days. We were really pushed outside our comfort zone, and that is where the opportunity lies to really grow. Now, for me, I took a couple of weeks off over the holidays because just as important it is to hustle and grind, so is it to put your feet up, watch a bit of Netflix, read a book, just chill out and eat a pizza. I did all of the above, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I've taken my time to slowly get into 2021, not because I'm not excited by it, because goddamn I'm excited by it, right? But because sometimes you just need to take the foot off the accelerator before you then press go and then go. But in anything that we do, right, and even though I took some time to chill and relax, I've started the year with a very clear goal in mind. And that's what this episode is all about. That's what this is all about this week. It's setting the foundation of success is about knowing the targets that you need to hit in order to be successful. And so as we start the new year, for any sales professional, for any business owner, for any marketer, as we start the year, it's absolutely fundamental that we know the metrics that are important to achieve success. And we've got to go right back. Don't worry about the outcome. You would have heard me say this time and time again on Monday Mindset and all the other episodes that we hosted last year and from the start of the podcast, is that the outcome is not what we're looking for. That's not the focus every single day. Yes, it's the ultimate aim. It's the ultimate goal to achieve that outcome, but we've got to go back. And I want you to go back to the start and think about, okay, what is my sales target? And how do I break those sales targets down into average deals? What are my average deals? What are they worth? How long do they take to close? In order to get those deals in my pipeline, how many meetings do I have to have? How many discovery meetings do I have to have? How many discovery meetings are going to turn into proposals? How many of those proposals are going to convert into sales? And ultimately, how many conversations do I need to have to get discovery meetings? And these are the type of metrics I want you to break down. Because if you don't have those metrics, essentially what you're doing, you're not allowing yourself, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to manage your day properly, to manage your time, to invest time where it needs to go, whether it's prospecting, deal progression, whatever it could be. So the way I want you to think about setting yourself up for this year is take some time to look at your numbers. Take some, I don't care what anyone says and say, oh, sales have changed. It's not about numbers. It's not about how many calls you make. It's not about how many proposals you do. The reality is, at some point, those metrics are happening. They're happening all the time. So even though we shouldn't be so focused on all the data will give you some really good insight into where you A, need to invest your time, and B, where you need to improve parts of your sales process. So I really want you to think about this into two parts. What is my ultimate objective for the year? What is my goal? And what is my sales target? Then what are the metrics, the submetrics, the activity that I need to perform every single day, my non-negotiables that are going to allow me to achieve success? because that's what it's all about. Sales is about knowing where you need to spend your time and where you need to be investing your time. Then the rest will happen, okay? And we'll talk further on Monday Mindset and on our other podcasts about what you can do to develop your skills to improve aspects of the sales process. But before we can go anywhere into that part, we need to know exactly what the data says. We need to know exactly what are the metrics that are going to enable me to achieve success. Because your success, you're holding success for 2021 in the palm of your hand. Anything's possible when you put your mind to it. You have a stretch, you have a road with nothing in front of you. It's just a long road and anything is possible. The destination that you will achieve is where you set to go. And how you get there is the coordinates. It's like a GPS. That's your data. They're your metrics that are going to help you achieve success. So guys, good luck with 2021. We live in a world of abundance. The opportunity is right in front of you. I believe in all of you. I thank you all for listening to our podcast. I'm committed to helping you be the very best sales professionals you can be. And I can't wait to hear about all the success that you achieved this year and the outcomes that are important to you. So if this is a message that's resonated for you and you know somebody that needs to listen to this, please give them a message. DM them, like it, share it. I do this to help you be the very best sales professional you can be.